all those trying to make the world a better place laws and locking up people who make things bad. It used to be, in the 70s, there were no drunk driving laws, ever. There were none. Then some... Yes, then Mothers Against Drunk Drivers started getting involved. And, oh, weren't they wonderful, you know? How dare you speak against anything that they want to accomplish? Then they started very small. If you were driving recklessly, if it was obvious that you were breaking other laws and they suspected that you were drunk, they made a rider that said that they could punish you harder, just give you another fine for being drunk, intoxicated, whatever, impaired. No, back then it was just drunk. Nobody really cared about whether you were on drugs or something. It's become this whole weird conglomeration. I'm sorry, man, behind me again. I apologize. What happens while I've got two people to walk with? Okay. Anyway, you can leave this part? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Of course. Everybody here will be fine.
Yeah.
That's not the issue, is it? Anyway, so.
Did you grab your phone, by
any chance? Yes, I do. That's why I'm talking the way I am. Because I'm talking into a microphone. Anyway, so people. So then all these companies that make all these devices, you know, the breathalyzer and the thing that locks your ignition if you're drunk and stuff like that. There became kind of an industry around it. And that makes it so it's less and less likely that you can ever stop doing these things. And you go, society didn't, you know, society somehow survived the last, how many years have most people had cars? And then they finally decided that drunk driving was so heinous and so evil that
law had to be made.
That, yeah, you had to start really penalizing people. And at first it was just fine, but guess what? The people who put it into place felt like these things should curtail this. Well, it didn't curtail it much, I'm sorry. People get drunk, and people get behind the wheels of cars. You can... Yeah. Right. And you can write as many laws as you want to. You can make the punishments as horrible as you want to. But people are still going to do it. And the whole point was that these laws were to get people not to drink and drive. And you go, it didn't work, but we get to keep all the evil laws that they tried. I said, what is the primary reason that people are in jail these days? It used to be about burglary, assault, killing people. Those used to be the basic things that got you thrown in jail. Now the basic things that get you thrown in jail are getting caught three times doing a DWI and drug possession. They caught you with drugs. Yeah, I'm sorry. Every single TV show tells you how easy it is. It's the planet. And nobody's going to question it. You can't believe in trusted druggies. They aren't telling the truth. Anyway, so. This is why you've got to be very careful about ever doing these kinds of laws, because they always blow up way out of proportion. It's like the seatbelt laws. When they first put them in, they swore by God that it would never be something that you would get into trouble for independently. They would have to pull you over for something else, and it could be a rider, right? I got pulled over for speeding. Okay. Now, if they happen to look and they say, oh, you're not wearing your seatbelt, they could tack on another fine, right? 10, 15, 20, whatever. Wow. Then somebody said, oh, isn't it horrible? We need to stop people dying. They're so irresponsible. Car crashes. You got all these statistics about people who aren't wearing seatbelts that die in car crashes. We can't tolerate this. So what do? They changed that law. They said, they said, you can be pulled over solely for not wearing your seatbelt. Of course, I'm sorry. Can you tell in a driving car, in a moving car, somebody wears a seatbelt? No.
Yeah, but there's a kid, they always do that.
Yeah,
law or no.
But they're supposed to be in their seatbelts. We've got a whole range of laws now, and all this stuff. Sorry, put into place by social justice warriors of the time. You have to buy special seats for your children, heck, up to the age of 18. You have to be strapped into a special seat that you can't undo. Because we can't trust you, because we're trying to protect you. And you're going, here becomes the problem. Police would much rather pull good, law-abiding citizens that aren't likely to shoot at them over for these kinds of infractions. Because, let me tell you, they don't want to get shot at. They don't want to go after criminals. They want to go and get law-abiding citizens who are just doing infractions of feel-good laws, like speeding, like seatbelt laws, stuff like that. They much prefer going after those. Number one, the police department loves them because that's money coming into the police department. That's money coming into the justice system that they get to divvy up and enjoy. Yeah. And so those guys say, okay, this is social stuff. These are social laws that are being broken. The whole point was this was supposed to curtail this stuff. They'll keep raising the fine until they see the curtailment they want. The problem is the people that put these things into place, they want to see absolute curtailment. They want people to be so weird about not wearing their seatbelt that they have to get people who don't want to do it, they have to entice them to do it, and the only way they can do it is by raising the fee, raising the fine. Until when they catch you doing it, it really hurts a lot. That's why parking in my lawn, on my lawn, actually on gravel, it was supposed to be my gravel driveway, cost me a $100 fine. But because it used to be $10, but people just shrugged and went, I'll just pay the $10. And the authorities got angry and said, how dare you not respond properly to my law? And so they make it hurt. And they jump it up to 1,000%. That'll make them stop doing it. And you go, you know what? This is why I don't like living in town. And I don't like living among other people. Other people are mean, nasty, and cruel to each other.
They'll show you out just for some weird country.
And they'll smile and be so congenial. Yeah. And then they send the police after you with huge fines And if you're chronic about not obeying that law and just paying the fine, based on several things that you, who knows what they are these days, it actually said, if they think you're chronic about it, they will put you in jail for something as heinous as parking your car on a strip of gravel instead of on a proper thing like this. It's on your own property. Because they think it makes us look trashy. There you go. It's a creeping police state. And that's why I like staying away from organized communities. And what does it end up being? A war on certain classes of people. It's an easy grab to say it's a war on poor people. If you have a house, you bear the heck have a concrete driveway. And you go, well, that costs a whole heck of a lot. We all have gravel driveways. They're a lot cheaper. Well, those are illegal now.
You don't deserve to be.
Yeah, and that's basically it. If you don't deserve to be there. We have places for poor people. They're called the projects. And you get to go over there and fight with crime and drugs and everything else. You have to be pretty firmly in the middle class before you can get out of these places. And you go, yeah, let me tell you a secret. Your community doesn't give a flip about you. They don't care about you. They care about keeping rich people who want a beautiful town happy. I don't know why they care about the rich people, but they do. Probably because rich people are just by nature more politically powerful. Even if they don't give money to your campaign, it's the hope that someday they will. I'll do something nice to that rich guy. Maybe he'll throw some money toward my next election. This is a tough thing. Exactly why democracies fall apart. Because by nature, by entropy, they will fall to this kind of corruption very, very quickly and very easily. And very difficult to root out. Because powerful people like being able to buy off the government. They like that. Poor people can organize and try to fight such things, but then they start pulling the same stunt too. Jesse Jackson started out as a good person who went out and tried to right the injustices visited on black people. But now he's not anymore. Now he's about stirring up all kinds of crap to keep himself relevant. He's become a political creature. I'm sorry, what? Is that him? Yeah. What's this? A phone?
I think it's Pokemon Go.
You're doing the Pokemon Go business? Oh, God. I'll talk to my crack dealer next time. I'm sure he can set me up. I'm going to stick with my oxygen if you don't mind. I don't want him to feel bad. If he enjoys this garbage.
I know.
It's not doing what it could, though. Distraction from what needs to happen. Another thing. Our society struggles with what to do about people who spend their whole lives playing video games. it's a heck of a market. You don't want to poke holes in it because there's money going on. There's taxes being collected.
What?
Yeah, it's a social problem. Now, it goes with the whole thing and everything else. So I want to make it illegal? No. What do you want to do? I said, the only thing you can do is do a social campaign about what an evil time waster this is. It's called making people feel bad about what they're doing. We don't need to get the cops involved. They've got better things to do. I wish they had better things to do than worry about minor driving infractions. This is what they spend the bulk of their time doing. It's a wonder we ever catch anybody doing anything, because the cops are too busy pulling you over for not making a proper stop and before a right turn. Yeah. He was, I'm sorry. I was moving. You cannot tell how deep treads are on a tire when a car is moving.
Or...
He was just trumping up crap.
How about, you're going 43 miles an hour and you're sitting on 40.
Yeah, and you're going, you are so bored. Can't you find something better to do? Why aren't you eating donuts waiting until somebody calls it a real crime to worry about? Obviously, we have too many police officers. Funny. He said, one town should be one police officer. I'm sorry. Andy Griffith in Mayberry didn't spend his time with traffic violations. He mostly sat around and waited for somebody to call with a problem. So he and Barney were farting around. You know? And you're going, this is, are you starting to see a difference between Mayberry, which was this wonderful, quiet
utopia
town, and your modern city now, where your poor police are so overwrought, that they can't hardly function. Traffic citations are justified by the fact that, and they always say this, we found drugs in this, so we found thousands and thousands of pounds of drugs in the trunk of a car that we pulled over for, what are they called? A routine traffic stop. He says, what's that? That's some dude pulling you over and making up an excuse for why he did it. You're driving 3 miles over a speed limit. You didn't come to a full and complete stop at a stop sign. Whatever, yeah. You did a U-turn, the posted no U-turn thing. Yeah, you didn't use your signal. And you're going... Yeah, boy, how many times have I been pulled over for that? And you're going... It says, that light is only there to assist police in monitoring you. So, nobody else sees or cares about your license plate. It is not needed for any reason. If a police officer wants to pull you over, he'll pull you over. And he can go with his flashlight and he can look at your license plate. What's he doing? He's trolling. He's fishing. He wants to check all the license plates. Yeah. Now I can search your car. Let me tell you, it got so bad. Thank goodness that New Mexico changed its laws. Civil asset forfeiture. All the police have to do is pull you over and charge you with something, and they should seize your vehicle. And they didn't have to give it back. If you had a paper bag with $1,000 in your car, and they pulled you over for a burned out taillight, and the police somehow noticed it, they can impound the whole thing.
And confiscate that money.
Yeah, because this is suspicious. You shouldn't be carrying that kind of money. You go, yeah. You go, no. And while they have your car impounded, they can do all kinds of stuff. They said, I'm sorry. That's why when those guys say, hey, you know, police officers are your friend, and you go, no, they're not. They have no intention of being your friend. If you have an altercation with a police officer, you're not going to come out of this looking okay. Because I'm totally fascinated by how many people turn their friends into the authorities, and there's no problem with it. I don't do it. But yeah, it's like we haven't had peace officers in decades. They just don't exist. Or maybe some municipalities have a couple. But says they have flak jackets on. They're trained to be to suspect that you're an enemy combatant.
Or domestic terrorists.
Yeah, and to treat everybody like. Yeah. And everybody is a criminal to them. It's just a question of digging far enough to find the criminality. They've got enough laws.
That's what some spooky thing, the right in front of the cops.
Yeah?
You know? And Pastor Ward,
Neil
and his daughter, he's bringing the fire. Supposed to do every kid in the class in the spinning class.
Yeah?
I wasn't hurting her, she's holding her, and calming down, and went ballistic, and is ready to call the cops on her and cut her.
You're going, are you really willing to destroy her life? So she's a school teacher, for Pete's sake. If she gets some kind of child abuse charge on her, it is over for her. You might as well put her on welfare right here. Don't even bother. If that's what you're trying to do, why don't you just march her down to CYSU?
And let me tell you, the primary prosecutor did not want to deal with her kids anymore after that.
Yeah, everybody just said, oh, back off.
And what
do you think?
And they told, you know, you have to come and you have to deal with your kids, because we're not going to.
Yeah, because if we're going to get into trouble every time we touch somebody, no.
Look,
and they're going, do I want to get all over people for this? And you go, no, I don't. Nathan was trained to behave like that. He's trained to find a criminal behind every tree, that everybody's out to kill him. Or do something terrible to his wife or his children in retaliation. We go into those people exist, yes. deal, but that's why we pay you a god-awful amount of money. Because you get paid more than anybody else that has absolutely no degree in anything. And no training, except a little time at the police academy. We pay you a ton, because chances are you're going to be in a line of fire. You're going to get shot at. We treat you like a freaking military member. We pay you like one. And we give you a nice retirement after only 20 years. And for half of those 20 years, you're not having to deal with criminals directly anymore. You get to be their boss. The boss of the guys who do that, you know? Gets to send people out. So, you go, you know, people say, oh, we just don't pay people enough. And you go, yes, we do. We pay people more than enough. Because the problem is, we pay certain class of people so much, it's made life hideous to everybody else. We've created a world that's untenable. It can't work. The United States community is too spread out. You have to have a car to function. So we've made the cost of ownership for a car so horrendous that we've made no provision in the society to take care of those who shouldn't be able to afford cars. No minimum wage person should be in a situation that requires a car. But do they all have to? Yes. And you go, our society doesn't work. We used to be spread out a lot because we were all a bunch of farmers and we needed a bunch of land. You had a post office and a general store every 2 miles. It worked. You could walk to the general store when times were bad. If you wanted to haul stuff, you could have a horse. But nobody was sitting there charging you every month for the privilege of having a horse. You know? This is, we've totally ruined society. All in the name of 10,000 other things besides, can I actually live here?
I love you, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Your half hour of 14.
I love you.